Today we have St. Mark's account in chapter 7 of the healing of the deaf mute. It's a very interesting miracle because of the way the Lord works this miracle. St. Mark first tells us that the Lord left the area of Tyre and Sidon down to the Sea of Galilee, and he went to the region of the Decapolis. The word Decapolis means the 10 cities. This was a Gentile area. The Lord had been there at least one time before when he healed the demon-possessed man. This time, though, it says that people heard that he was in this region of the Decapolis, and they brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment. He could speak, but not very well. So St. Mark alone records this miracle. And I think the first thing we notice in this miracle is the value of friendship. That this man who was deaf, who was not able to speak well, he needed help in order to get to see Christ. And so his friends brought him to Jesus. That's what we're supposed to do with our friends as well. To bring our friends closer to Jesus, to get them to meet Christ, to bring them to church, to bring them to confession. That should be our job as apostles. The apostolate of friendship, bringing other people to Christ. So this man obviously had good friends. They brought him to Jesus. He could not ask the Lord for anything. They asked Jesus to, it says they begged him, they begged Jesus to place his hand upon the man. The laying on of hands has always been a very important symbol in the church. For example, in ordinations and other sacraments, anointing of the sick, confirmation, you have the laying on of hands. And so they begged him to work a miracle. Well, the Lord does something very interesting. He doesn't do it in front of the crowd. He takes the man away by himself, privately, away from the crowd. Maybe the Lord didn't want some sort of a circus scene or some sort of a big show about this. He does this private miracle. He takes him away from the crowd by himself. And he does some interesting things. He takes his fingers and he puts them into the man's ears. In the scripture, the finger of God has always been seen as divine power. Michelangelo used this at the Sistine Chapel. Remember with the creation of Adam, where he's God the Father is reaching out and touching Adam, and the power of God, creative power, is creating Adam. So Jesus places his fingers in the man's ears and spitting touches his tongue with the spittle, which has always been seen in the ancient world as having healing properties. You see cats licking themselves, obviously, right? If they cut themselves. So then, something very interesting then happens. Jesus looks up to heaven, to his heavenly Father, and he groans, he sighs. And Bishop Sheen, in his commentary on this, says that every time the Lord worked a miracle, it cost him something. The Lord was drained of strength, of power, of energy. Every time he worked a miracle, like the raising of Lazarus or here, it says he groaned, he sighed, he experienced. Bishop Sheen speculates what it would be like to be deaf and to be mute for an instant. And then he speaks in Aramaic, which means that this man perhaps was a Jewish man. And he says, Ephatha. St. Mark translates it for his Roman readers, which translates as, be opened. It says, immediately his ears were opened, he could hear, and he could speak plainly. Well, the Lord, who had tried to keep this from the crowd, of course, warns the man not to tell anyone. The fellow does, of course, just the opposite. He goes and proclaims it all over, so that it was hard for Jesus to even, you know, go into an area because his reputation spread so much. The Lord, again, wanted to remind people to focus on his message, his words of conversion and the kingdom of God and repentance, not so much to focus on the miracles. And then lastly, we see that this fulfills the prophet Isaiah, chapter 35. The eyes of the blind will be opened, the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer, and the mute tongue shout for joy.